This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
What really separates the mu'min, the muttaqi, the muhsin is the conscious and constant realization that this world is temporary and eventually we all have to leave. And that is why the Quran and Sunnah remind us to think of death. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. You know one of the most powerful verses in the Quran about da'wah, which is rarely used? Allah says in the Quran, this is in early Meccan surah, Surah Yunus. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِّن دِينِي. Say to mankind, if you doubt whether my religion is right or wrong, I don't worship your false gods. وَلَكِنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. I am worshipping the God that will cause you to die. Our religion is true because the God that will cause you to die, subhanAllah, the kafir can deny Islam. The kafir can deny, astaghfirullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even the kafir cannot deny death. Even the kafir cannot deny death. So the Quran brings in death as an argument for the religion. I'm not worshipping your false gods. I'm worshipping the God that will cause you to die. This is the reality of what religion brings to the table. What religion does is that it teaches us life doesn't finish with death. And when we remind ourselves to think of death, it's not so that we become morbid. It's not so that we become depressed. It's so that we understand that our transitory life will come to an end and our eternal life, the ultimate life, will begin. So we prepare for that ultimate life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The life of the hereafter, that is the real life. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Frequently think of that which is going to destroy all of your pleasures. Frequently think. أَكْثِرُوا. كَثِير. Always think about death. And why should we think about death? So that we live a productive life. The purpose of thinking about death, as I said, is not to become morose or sad or to go into some depression. No. When we realize that we are going to leave this world, we have to start thinking, well, what am I doing? What's going to happen? Am I ready? Wallahi, we should be thinking about this.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا ربي تعود إلى رضا ربي.